Some of you were absent for Christian Education this last Sunday, and I promised a number of you that I would recap some of what I was talking about. I gave an update with regard to our diocesan situation and our relationship with Cana, which is the overarching jurisdiction that Cana East, our diocese, belongs to, and our relationship with the ACNA, the Anglican Church in North America, which is the American Anglican Orthodox province, and the Church of Nigeria. There's been some news breaking. I know some of you have read things online, and so you were asking questions. So on Sunday, I dealt with as much as possible the questions that came. But it is still a situation that's in flux, so I can't be too definitive about the way things are going to play out, and there are still some things I don't know behind the scenes. There are things that I do know behind the scenes. I'm going to share as much as with you as I can, and I'm going to ask if you are listening to this, you please not share this online. This is an in-house Good Shepherd discussion. I understand that it might get out, and that's fine. I'm not going to say anything that I'm ashamed of. I just would rather not have any controversy before the time is right. So anyway, let me back up a little bit and explain what Cana is. Cana is the Convocation of Anglicans in North America, and it was founded in 2005 as a kind of a way to care for Nigerian Anglicans who are living in the United States. It was primarily a ministry to expats, to Nigerian expats in the U.S. But as the Episcopal Church continued to divide over the question of sexuality, blessings of homosexual unions and later homosexual marriage and the ordination of homosexual clergy, and churches that wanted to be faithful to the Bible split from the Episcopal Church, Cana opened itself to those churches. And in 2006, Martin Menz became the bishop of Cana. It was at that time just one convocation. There weren't a lot of dioceses within Cana. It was just one convocation. And a number of churches fled from the Episcopal Church and joined themselves to Cana. Now, in 2009, when the Anglican Church in North America was formed, and a lot of the African provinces which had received American churches fleeing from the Episcopal Church returned these congregations back into the North American context, allowing them to join with the ACNA, the Anglican Church of North America. Nigeria decided that it still wanted to retain some kind of hold on Cana, and this is natural because originally Cana was part of the Nigerian church, so it wasn't formed necessarily for the purpose of helping Americans. It was primarily a Nigerian missionary concern. So Cana, from the very beginning of the ACNA, had dual citizenship. The Bishop of Cana would also be a bishop seated in the House of Bishops in the Church of Nigeria. As Cana grew, it became necessary to have more than one grouping. And so Cana East was formed and Cana West was formed. And the diocese that was primarily focused on Nigerians was called Trinity Diocese. But all three of those were under the Convocation of Anglicans in North America, with the dual status of both being Anglican Church in North America and the Church in Nigeria. So Bishop Dobbs, our bishop, was succeeded Bishop Menz as the head, the head bishop of Cana, the Convocation of North American Anglicans, and that means he was overseeing all three dioceses. He oversaw Trinity, he oversaw Cana East, he oversaw Cana West. And but under him were three bishops serving in these three dioceses. Actually, Bishop Dobbs was also the Bishop of Cana East. Bishop Felix Orji is the Bishop of Cana West, and the Bishop of Cana, of Trinity is, I'm going to mispronounce his name, it's Amos Fagbemunyi. I know I just butchered that name, but it's a Nigerian bishop at the Diocese of Trinity. And everything was fine for a while, and there was an issue that arose about a year ago with one pastor within Cana East. He's a Nigerian pastor, Augustine Inuigbe. I'm going to mispronounce the name again. Inuigbe, I think his last name is. He was beginning to preach the prosperity gospel, teach the prosperity gospel. He was posting things by Benny Hinn and Joyce Myers and saying that the reason we're not rich and healthy and wealthy is because we don't have enough faith, just straight down the line prosperity gospel. And he attacked me, in fact, personally, as having a dead gospel because I didn't believe that the Christians were called to be rich and healthy and wealthy. And a number of our clergy saw this. It was a public attack on me, and they wrote to the bishop, Bishop Dobbs, asking him to take action, and Bishop Dobbs, being a good bishop, did. And he began the process of disciplining this Augustine. Well, Augustine jumped ship. He went to Trinity, which is under the Convocation of Anglicans in North America, and he escaped that disciplinary process by transferring, and that's actually under ACNA rules. That's illegal. You can't, if you're a pastor and you've taught heresy or you've done something immoral and you try to escape discipline by jumping to another diocese, our constitution and canons forbid that. And yet, that's what happened. And so Julian Dobbs, rightly, was not happy about this. But his hands are somewhat tied because over him is the Primate of Nigeria. And so the dual citizenship here, the dual owner belonging to both the ACNA and the Church of Nigeria, meant there was some complications. Bishop Dobbs couldn't just appeal to the ACNA. He also had to appeal to the Church of Nigeria. And you may not know this, but sadly, in the Church of Nigeria, as orthodox as it has been, the prosperity gospel is making big inroads. It is becoming more and more eaten up with this false teaching. Not just the Anglican Church in Nigeria, but all the churches in Nigeria and in Kenya. Africa is being consumed by this horrific teaching that Jesus died to make you rich and healthy and wealthy and successful in this life. And if you're not healthy, wealthy, and rich, you don't have the faith. So Bishop Dobbs was kind of forestalled in doing anything about this, even though he is the, by name, head of the Convocation of Anglicans in North America. Well, that was a bad situation, but it gets worse because about, I think, 5 months ago, maybe a little longer, the Trinity Diocese, the diocese to which Augustine fled, along with the Church of Nigeria, decided they were going to make four new Cana bishops for missionary work in North America. Now just think about this. What would be the reaction if the ACNA decided to send four new American bishops to Nigeria? It would be absurd. There's no reason to do that because there's a good, healthy church there in Nigeria. We don't need to send any bishops there. And so there's no real reason for Cana or for the Church of Nigeria to send four new missionary bishops here, especially when they didn't consult with Bishop Dobbs or the presiding bishop, Bishop Foley Beach. They just decided to do it. So they had this election within Trinity Diocese. And, well, you can probably guess who one of the bishops elected was. It's Augustine. Augustine was elected bishop in the Diocese of Trinity. So that created a very difficult situation. Both Bishop Dobbs and Archbishop Beach protested not just Augustine's election, but the purported or the about to be consecration of four new bishops in North America. And so ultimately, what's happened is probably what had to happen from the very beginning is that the ACNA and the Church of Nigeria have come to an agreement, and that agreement states that all three dioceses within the Cana, will have the opportunity to choose whether they want to be part of the Nigerian Church or part of the ACNA. And most likely, of course, Trinity will continue to be part of the Church of Nigeria. And I'll just be right up front, most likely Cana East will choose to be with the ACNA, primarily because of the questions of the prosperity gospel, which is spreading without any kind of discipline. I mean, Archbishop Oko, who's the primate of Nigeria, a pretty theological safety, and I wouldn't want to leave that under the ACNA rules, and I wouldn't want to leave that for the Church of Nigeria, where we, I think, are less autonomous. So that's probably what's going to happen, and you got to also think about it in this way. You know, one of the reasons why one of the things that's attractive to people about Anglicanism is that there's discipline. If I misbehaved, I can't jump to a Florida diocese and get out of it. There would be oversight in such a way that if a bishop tried to receive me, he would be under discipline too. What's happened here has really blown that situation up, and the only way to really repair it is to get rid of the dual jurisdiction and put Cana East firmly within the ACNA, firmly under the canons and constitution of the ACNA, so this kind of thing can't happen ever again. So that's the idea. I know it's a difficult, and if you're listening to this and you're non-Anglican, you're probably going, what on earth is this all about? I have no idea what he's talking about. I understand. You need to go to the new members class, because I explain a little bit more about how Anglican dioceses and provinces are organized. But I have to say, I think this is a healthy development. It does keep us, it does prevent us from being subject to two sets of laws that are in some ways conflictual. And it allows us to have some safety from the spread of the prosperity gospel, which I think sadly is beginning to overtake the Church of Nigeria. If you have any questions, please feel free to give me a call, email me, text me. I'd be happy to do what I can to answer them. Please, again, don't distribute this. Again, if it happens, I'm fine with it. I'll stand by what I've said, but I'd rather avoid the trouble. I don't have time to deal with it. So please keep this as much as you can to yourselves. And you can share it with other parishioners, but please, let's try to keep it within the Good Shepherd community. Thank you, and blessings to you all.